Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Don't Panic is a new comedy podcast from Wondery that leans into our most absurd anxieties and diffuses them with humor and actual advice. Listen to Don't Panic on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo. We just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and if you missed the announcement on the previous episode, this is part two of our Orange County recap. It wound up being like a very big 2-hour episode, so we decided to split it in half so that way just easier to listen to. If you want the whole thing all in one place, go check out the episode on Patreon. Watch What Crappens, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Go Crappens on Demand. People who support on Crappens on Demand level get access to our videos a week before they wind up on YouTube, and then it will be on YouTube in one big 2-hour chunk. But otherwise, if you're coming in here and you're like, wait, what the hell? What, part two? Well, part one is on the podcast feed, so go check that out if you're confused. Otherwise, welcome back. Let's get on with the show. So now the women are piling into a car. So half of them are going to go fly fishing, half of them are going to go whitewater rafting. And it's like Jen, Taylor, and Tamara going white river rafting, and Taylor has bandanas for them. And Tamara won't wear a bandana because she says her head's too small. I don't know. I don't know if she knows about how bandanas work, that they're kind of a one size fits all, I think, you know?
Well, yeah, but she's got a weave made out of Ziplocs. Like, one thing Tamara has never upgraded is her weave on this show. So, like, you can't just put any old bandana over that. It'll melt to your head. So they get a hippie guy named,
Kevin.
And Kevin is like, hi, I'm Kevin. I'm here to show you wild raft, water, whatever. I've got a backpack on my stomach because I'm insecure about my pouch. So let's just do this, guys. Let's do it. Tamara's like, He wants to fuck me. He wants to fuck me, everybody.
You can already tell that Kevin smells. Like, you can just tell. There's like, he does not use deodorant. And for anyone out there who does not use deodorant also, shame on you. Use deodorant, please. Okay? Yeah. I'm just telling you this right now. If you think that, like, you don't smell, it just means your friends are too polite to tell you that you reek. You reek. So please put on deodorant. And that goes for you too, Kevin. I don't feel like we do that enough, by the way. I feel like I'm on the record a lot about muscle cars.
Stink shame people.
But we don't, like, deodorant shame people enough. Like, wear deodorant people. Like, that's just that is a must. Okay.
So Tamara's like, oh my God, this guy's like a hippie. I don't think he knows what he's doing. He's like 15 years old. What's the best guy on a raft, hippie? What's the best thing with that? So then Taylor he's 23 goes, and they're like, oh my God. And Jen just keeps going, hey, K Dog, you know what you're doing, right, K Dog? That's Jen's way of staying young. She's
like, hey, yeah. And Taylor's K-Dog. Like, I'm actually getting nervous. I'm like, you should be nervous. You're about to throw yourself down some rapids.
Yes, with this guy. I would be fucking nervous too.
I would be nervous.
And Jen's like, hey, K Dog, you have a mommy yet? All right, come on. You can stay with me. I'm adopting you. That's it.
So then the fly fishing people are Heather, Shannon, and Gina, and they meet up with a guy named Butch. Because, by the way, you can only be named Butch if you're going to teach a bunch of people how to fly fish from Orange County. So, like, even if his name is, like, John, it's like, well, my name was John until today when somehow my name became Butch because I was told I'd be teaching you guys how to fly fish. So, hi, I'm Butch. And Heather's like, hi. I was like,
me too, honey. Me too.
Heather goes, hi, I'm Heather. So nice to meet you. Look at me interfacing with the poor. Have you ever tried a joint? It's what you put marijuana in. You roll it up like a cigarette. You know about cigarettes, right? And then you light it on fire. Enjoy.
I'm going to mix stereotypes here, but fly fishing, is that where I'm in first class and fishing out of first class? Or is it I'm doing regular fishing, but I'm fly because I'm high? I'm not only very rich, I'm also cool.
So if I open up the window on my private plane and hang a fishing line down to the earth, can I catch a fish or will I be sucked out of the plane? Which happens first?
So then we cut back to the girls.
All the way, by
raft.
The way, she's also Heather's fanning herself. She has like a Bordello fan. And I don't know if you saw this. The fan has written on it, I'm hot. Isn't that fabulous? It's a fan that says I'm hot because I'm physically hot, but I'm also a hot mama, but I'm young too. That's why I have a fan that says I'm hot.
So then we go to the girls on the raft and Taylor's like, okay, guys, you're supposed to hold the stick things up here. Is that right, Kevin? Kevin, are you going to tell us how to do this? Kevin, are you going to tell us anything? Kevin's like, all right, here's what you do. Like, I'm going to like tell you guys, like, hold it like this and then keep your hands a distance apart down the shaft. And Tamara's like, I don't like that word, shaft. You know why? Because one time when Ryan came to my gym, he's like, I'm going to put my shaft in her. I'm sorry about you guys. I'm traumatized.
Tots trauma. So then we go back to the, this is one of my favorite part. We go back to the fly fishing and Butch goes, okay, so for this, we've got some waiters here for you. And Heather goes, are they cute? Oh, I thought you meant like waiters, like servers. So there's no servers coming. No, there's just rubber pants. Okay. I was like, of course.
There's
like,
waiters and there's waiters. I think diction needs to be taught a little better at the schools in Montana.
I was like, you're such a fucking idiot. God, you were like just offensive on every level.
Like the fact that Heather is leaning into our impression of Heather, like last year, a few weeks ago when she goes, it was on a boat and goes, is there a penthouse here? And now she's saying, oh, you said waiters. I thought you meant that there are waiters coming to help us. Okay, got it.
Oh, and Shannon's like, wow, well, thanks for this outfit, Butch. It's very flattering. So, oh my God, is that a Neil? There's a Neil. Why is a Neil? It was a leaf.
It was my leg. I thought my leg was an eel, but it's just my leg trembling.
And Heather puts her face down close to the water and goes, I don't see any fish, Butch. I don't see any.
She's ridiculous. So now we go back to the white water rafting, the rapids. And Kevin's like, okay, everyone, as we go through the water, I'm going to be sitting back here calling out commands for you to paddle. So it's very simple. The two ladies in the front, Taylor and Tamara, when I say paddle, you both have to paddle at the same time. That way we go in a straight line. So we just know this is a disaster because the idea of Tamara trying to figure out how to paddle in rapids is just never going to work out.
And so now it's like the wacky part where we cut back and forth between them being wacky. The paddlers are like, oh, my God, the river. And then the people who are fly fishing are like, I can't walk. I've fallen in.
the rapids, the women on the rapids were genuinely cracking me up because, like, you know, the women falling over in the river, that was like intentional. Wack, except for Gina. Gina just like falls over for no reason. She's just standing there and she falls over. And she's like, I have to call Travis. I fell over because one time I fell over when it was near me. But
it's like, do not do that. Travis is not here to hear about your knees getting bumped. He will leave you.
But the women who are like in the rapids, I was cracking up because they are getting thrown around. Like really, that is like dangerous. Serious. As dangerous. And like Tamara is not paddling at all. And Taylor's like, paddle, paddle. And Tamara's like, oh my God, Batch. Oh my God, that rock wants to fuck me.
Tamara's just refusing to do it and screaming, and they almost go into these pointy rocks, which is also funny because they have a cameraman sitting on the pointy rocks because that's where the camera is, so we know, or there's a GoPro or something, but they're coming and it looks like they're gonna like just completely all crash into these pointy rocks, which would have been the end of them. And you have to give credit to this show because this is one Housewives show that will put them in danger. Other shows I feel like are always kind of like, this is zip lining, it's scary, guys. But this one, they're like, yeah, we'll let Tamara drive you in a four-wheeler on dunes and not make you put on helmets correctly and watch you roll five times, you know?
And like, so I've never gone White River rafting because it's scary to me, but like what was shocking
hold on just I think we need to give a moment.
just for the audience to recover from the shock of that.
Hold on. I know. But all like, right. What was surprising to me is that like, I thought you sit in the raft, but they were sitting on the edge of the raft, and I guess maybe it was a balancing whatever. But I'm like, not only are you going through these rapids, and not only are you like being totally inept at it, but you're sitting on the very edge. You're like so easily thrown out of that thing.
Yes,
and I was like, what is going? I was dying with laughter every time they were squealing because you knew this was so out of their wheelhouse, and yeah. They were so inept at it. And you know, Kevin was like, oh shit. This is going to be my last day on Earth. This is, I'm done now.
And also, I tease you about never, guess who else hasn't? Me, of course. I would be terrified to go on that thing. Are you crazy? And I think that they just assumed they were going to be safe. They're like, we're on TV. They're not going to put us in danger. And then the camera people are like, have fun dying. This is going to make great TV, you know? This is how we're going to top Scandoval. We don't need cheating. We're going to kill a housewife for the first time on air.
Oh my God. And like Tamara just was not paddling. And just, they were all screaming at her to paddle. And it wasn't like she was being like trying to be funny or anything. She was just so overwhelmed. She was like, ah! Like she was losing her mind. So then
we get some wacky falling down with the fly fishing ladies. And then, so it kind of slows down a little bit with the white water rafting. And Taylor's like, Tamara, look behind you. And Kevin, they had to like blur out Kevin's crotch because his balls are hanging out. And they're those cracking up
long balls.
And Jen's like oh my God, it was like purple and it looked like kind of cold and shriveled. And Tom was like, I felt like I was looking at my fence moss.
And it's just like blurred the whole rest of the scene. And meanwhile, with the wackiness in the river, Shannon's like, there's a lobster there. Which there's definitely not a lobster there, but she saw a crawfish. I'm not sure, but she's just like insisting that there's a lobster. And then Gina goes, there's lobsters in here. Oh my God, I can't believe there's lobsters in the river. I'm like, too dumb to be on TV.
And so let's see. Now they're back at the place getting ready for dinner. And Heather's like, Tamara, it's me, Heather Dubrow, your best friend. Tamara's like, oh my God, I hate her now. And she's like combing Shannon's hair and doing Shannon stuff.
She goes, you need any help from me, from Heather Dubrow, television's Heather Dubrow?
No, I'm doing Shannon's hair. You can add this to my IMBD.
I'm like, it's IMDB. So they all sit down at this table, and Jen is having Red Bull in Malibu, which sounds disgusting to me. And the waiters come by to pour water. She's like, oh, that's so funny. I thought they were bringing out pants for us. These are actual waiters now. Got it. I understand.
And then the waiter starts pouring the water, and Tamara goes,
I hate that noise. I hate it. That noise triggers me.
Like, water, goes, from water from a pitcher?
I know. It's tap. It's terrible. Usually I like this sound. Psst, glug, 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 glug. But you know what? When in Rome. Am I right?
I told Afro Man he has to pour all his water into the glasses in the kitchen and then bring them out to me.
She's like, it sends me over the edge. Isn't that a horrible sound?
And they're like, no.
No.
How could it be? How could water going into a glass sound gross to like one of the thirstiest people who's ever been on Housewives? What are you triggered about?
It's like literally like a deeply relaxing sound, like a sound that would be played in a spa to calm you down. And she's like, ew. And they don't even explore it. They don't even ask Tamara, like, why is this traumatic for you? They just like, you're strange. Moving on.
So Gina's like, all right, you guys, you want to do a game that me and Travis do? It's called Peach in the Pit. Well, except that with Travis, pit. I call it Matt in the Pit. But still, Matt and the Travis. But, you know, we could do Peach in the Pit. Let's do that.
I think it was because at first I thought she said Peach in Pit, but I think that she actually said
Peak in the Pit. I corrected it because it should be Peach in the Pit.
It should be Peach in the Pit.
But it's Gina. She did say Peak in the Pit.
Because like Peak and Pit, it's just Peak and Valley, maybe.
But it's literally stolen from every other. It's from the Andy Housewives reunions, right? Yeah. The Rose and the Thorn. But then every other show does the high-low thing. Gina, steal from one of them. You can't even steal properly.
Exactly. And like also like the Rose and the Thorn has sort of like a poetic, metaphorical quality to it. It sort of like conjures up images. You know, and high-low is just like clinical, but it is what it is. But Peak and Pit, That's just very Gina.
It's just nothing. I mean, peach and pit I like, even though people diss the pit, but it still grows the peach at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Like, well, I don't want, I'm not going to pit shame anybody. This is a pit shaming I will not do. I will do armpit shaming with you. I will not do peach pit shaming with you.
Yeah. So Shannon goes, well, I would have to say that for my peak, I would say having the opportunity that I never thought I'd have to reconnect with Tamara, despite the fact that she hasn't authentically apologized for the things that she claims she didn't do. We had a great talk, and I have a lot of hope, and there's that's definitely like the high of the trip. So I'm very happy. I'm a very happy person.
Heather's just doing a nod and hateful eyes. You know when Heather does that, like, frown thing, and just like her eyes get black, like the smokiness comes over her eyes and they turn all black, and then little Coraline's trying to run away, but all you see is this big scary cardboard version of her mom with button eyes.
This is definitely Heather is giving the face that she gave when she walked up to the clipboard hanging on the drama department of Syracuse University to see if she got a call back for Anything Goes, and she didn't.
Okay, so I was not getting to reconnect with me, Shannon. That was not your high. I understand. I'm totally okay with that. Okay.
So Heather's like, okay. Who else is going to go? Because I'm going to kill somebody.
So Gina's like, well, I think that Tamara and Shannon are like sisters, and that's why they fight so violently, but also love each other. So then Shannon's like, and hello, would be last night when I heard tick, 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 tick next to my bed.
And you know that it was Heather just sitting next to her bed staring at her with those evil eyes, doing this with her fingernails.
Click, 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 click.
Heather definitely brought some like twine and like just brushed it over Shannon's face while she was sleeping, so she thought it was whiskers touching or grazing her.
I think there's a mouse in here. I think there's a mouse. There's definitely a mouse.
Okay, so, well, my high, you're going to think this is dumb, was marijuana. I love marijuana. I do it. So I literally was high. But my other high, my high was shoveling shit with Gina, because that reminds you of how hard that everyone works. And it takes all of these people doing all of these different jobs to give us amazing food and beautiful lives. You know, every toilet needs a cleaner. Every trash can needs somebody to take it outside.
She literally says, we all have our place in this world. Some people shovel shit, like Gina. Others have huge houses, like me. We all have our place. And it's all because of the little people that make the big people like me so happy. So, cheers, queers.
So embarrassing.
I learned that on television.
And they're all cringing. And Tamara's like,
really, Heather? This is how the other half lives? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think what she was trying to say was, hey, you know, we sometimes live in these like very fancy homes. We have a very privileged lifestyle. And it's like, you know, it's easy to forget that, like, you know, like we are riding on the backs of people who are like, you know, who are doing hard work. And but instead it just comes out like, well, thank you to the small people, the little insignificant flecks of humanity who make me rich.
That's what it is. It's just so gross. It's just so gross. So Heather's like, okay, and then now for my low. Okay, can we bring the lights down?
Hey, lady in the Reba McEntire wig, trying to make bison happen again. Not going to happen. Go ahead and dim those lights.
Not going to happen.
No dimmers? Okay. Well,
it's called Malibu country, not Montana country. Okay, get with the
program. I'd like to thank the poor people, but not that one. Okay, so...
well, a poor person did have to make her wig, so thank you to that poor person. You made that lady very happy.
Make my low. Make it. So, is that... when you came into our friend group 8 years ago, Shannon, or Tamara... Wait,
no, Shannon.
That was a time when you and I weren't getting along very well.
Tamara.
Okay,
and
Tamara.
And then we see a clip of 24, Heather versus Tamara, where Heather's like, there's not a world where I would do something to hurt you, Tamara. And she goes,
well, I hope not, but you did. And that's what you did, bitch. You walked into my gym and you said, I'm gonna fuck her.
It's like, wow, Tamara's really been trying to make that storyline happen for a long time.
For a long time.
So you guys... You know, you guys became very, really close, and I felt left out, and it wasn't a great year for me. I mean, you may remember a certain chair at Alfredo's restaurant. Anyway, today, when I came into your room before, and I was all ready to prank Shannon with more mouse stuff, and you guys didn't even open the door to let me in. You guys were talking in the bathroom and stuff, and that made me feel bad.
Okay, I also have to point out that during these flashbacks, they showed a flashback to Shannon and Tamara bonding at the original dinner party that Shannon had at her huge house. Do you remember this? Yeah. Where David was being horrible and they caught David and Shannon being horrible to each other on the mic.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, God damn it, David, stop arguing with me. It's the goddamn pot roast. Do it right. Or whatever that was. That was a classic. Also, I'd like to point out that Tamara and Shannon teamed up together to bring down... No. Tamara and Heather teamed up together to bring down Shannon and literally tried to gaslight her, which is a term that's used way too much on these shows, but they literally tried to make Shannon think she was crazy. And even Heather was like, maybe we should call someone because Shannon is losing it. I think we might need to call a professional. Like, they threatened to get her thrown in the mental hospital. Yes, 5150. I always want to say W49. What is it? WD-40.
That too. She's got too much dust on her. Someone get me a can.
Someone put oil in her crack and get her to a mental facility ASAP.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Looking for love? I'm Jujubee, and on this season of Queen of Hearts, we're going all the way down to sunny, sexy Miami. I'm setting up the hottest singles in South Florida. Maybe I can find them their perfect partner or someone to fulfill their sexiest fantasies.
A man who unconditionally loves me and is a raging feminist and then ties me up, rubbing oils on me, then surprise gets a girl to lick my and another guy to put it in my and has a huge...
But remember, there's a twist. No one can see each other until the very end. Cameras on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Woo! Got me blessed.
Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app now, or you can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
But yeah, Heather being a victim when they tried to do that to Shannon is really fucking rich, Heather.
People always forget that Shannon and Tamara were at huge odds that first season. And that's why it was always strange to me that they became great friends the next season. Then I thought, okay, it'll be a one season thing because obviously they have a shaky foundation. But then they became great friends overall. And I'm always like, do you guys remember that they were mortal enemies, Shannon's first season on the show?
Yes. And just Heather trying to be a victim when she has been so fucking vile cracks me up, you know? And they're showing the scenes that led up to the scenes where she was that vile. And it's just so funny that she's trying to be a big victim. So Tamara's like, wait, what? And Shannon's like, oh, well, Heather was not excluded. She had just been in the bed with us prior. Let's take a clip. Let's show a clip of that. Why don't we, if we're going to show clips? So they do. They show a clip.
There was no do not disturb sign on the door. I mean, there was a sign that said, Heather, please do not come in. But I mean, other than that, though, we were happy to be disturbed.
So then they do show a clip of this, and Heather was in the bed, but Shannon and Tamara were not in the bed. Heather's like, oh, look at us in bed like girlfriends. No one's going to be in the bed with me. Okay, so it's just going to be me sitting on your bed talking. Okay.
All right, okay, I'll just stay here, and it'll be fun. You guys go in the bathroom and talk about me. So then Heather tells us, knock, knock, who's there? Heather, oh, busy, story of my life. So Tamara tells us she asked to borrow a flat iron, which she got. Like, how much does this bitch want other than fucking me at my gym? Yeah, she's a lesbo inside.
Oh, how much attention do you require, Heather Dubrow?
And Heather's like, well, I felt left out. No one wants to feel not included. Heather, you're not included. Nobody likes you on this show. I'm sorry. And the reason is not just because you're being bullied or anything like that. It's because you're horrible and you're a fucking snob and you have no fucking right to be this much of a snob. You weren't even raised with this much money. You're like a nouveau riche, tacky ass lady in a mall house, okay? Walking around bragging everything. Nobody wants to be around you. They're around you because they have to be. That's why when you left this show, nobody kept talking to you, okay? That's why when Gina got a summer from you, she still didn't talk to you. Nobody likes you. And it's because of you, okay?
Nope. Nobody likes to not be included, which is why I have my servants go in through a separate door to their downstairs area.
I like tap water. I cannot believe nobody includes me.
So Tamara's telling us,
oh yeah, well, nobody said she wasn't allowed in, so I got bullshit on that. Like, that's jealousy.
But Tamara has been This is where I start switching a little, because I'm like, but Tamara, you are purposely making Heather feel.
I do think that they not do. Like, despite everything, I do think that they are kind of clicky. So Tamara's, yes,
and
like,
when Heather did come knock at the door and say, hey, do you need any help? Tamara did make an IMDb joke about Heather and then snidely laughed at her with Shannon. Like,
yeah,
you are purposely doing that. So
Tamara's like,
whatever.
Can't we all just like be friends?
And Heather goes, no, I'm telling you, this is a Heather issue. You guys did nothing wrong. This is my issue that I'm working through, which, by the way, I thought was actually a fairly gracious thing to say. Like, it wasn't you guys. I'm saying this is what I work through because I'm like, I'm sensitive to this kind of stuff. But they don't want to hear. They just sort of like, what? I was curling her hair. And Shannon goes, Shannon does that thing where she's really pissed off, where she smiles and goes, well, I didn't know how to curl my hair. So
I don't know how to curl my hair.
So I don't know. I guess that makes me the villain here. I guess
I guess you can see my teeth. Yeah.
Yes, okay, so I guess I'm just the bad guy here. I'm just someone who has flat hair who's never curled it before in her life and asked a dear friend who I want to, you know, have more time with rather than you to curl my hair. I guess that makes me bad. I guess so.
Well, I'm telling you, you did nothing wrong. That's what I'm saying. It's a me thing.
And Gina's like, oh my god, you didn't get an invite to a blow drying session? That was your pit? That is just weird, Heather.
I don't want to hear from you, Gina. Gina, who, like, every single season conjures up a reason why the person she's closest with, she doesn't like anymore, and then pushes them away. And they spend the entire season being like, what the fuck, Gina? It happened with Emily. It happened with Shannon. Now she's doing it to Heather. So I don't want to hear you rolling your eyes at someone who's like, feels a certain sort of way about someone, because you are the last one to talk about it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And we've been seeing this coming from Gina the whole season, where she's like, I fucking hate Heather now. I'm turning on her. And she's just been waiting for the moment. And that she's doing it this episode, where Heather literally crawled into the tractor with her to cry with her about Travis. And granted, maybe you didn't like the advice she gave you, but it wasn't mean-spirited advice. She was trying to like be your girlfriend. Maybe she doesn't know how. I'm not giving her that. I'll give you that. But
she does it every asshole. Season.
She's just doing it at a really shitty time. It's like she's ready to get rid of Heather. So she's going to use this because she feels the wind's changing against Heather. So she's going to go with it. But Heather's actually been very kind to you. And she's been very kind to you literally in this very episode. You're a fucking ungrateful asshole of a human being, ma'am.
Gina has like some sort of like paranoia. Because she's always, the root of it, every single time she says, I kind of feel like she's not a good friend to me. So, like, maybe I don't want to be friends with, like, that. She literally did that to Shannon all last season, which was totally unjustified. Now she's doing it to Heather. She did it, like, I mean, I'm saying the same thing again, but like, she did it to Emily a few seasons ago. And I don't remember what her relationship was with Bronwyn, but I'm just going to assume she did it to Bronwyn too.
Because it was a season that we're Bronwyn's missing. Guts.
She always hated Bronwyn. Okay, never mind. I was like, did she do it to someone else? I want a fourth one here. I know the comedy is threes and fives, but like, I really want a fourth piece of evidence.
So let's see. So Tamara, I think she's just one of those people who doesn't ever want to do anything for anybody else. She never wants to have an event. She never wants to do, you know, this show is like about people having parties. She never wants to do that unless she has like makeup to sell at somebody else's house. And I think, you know, Heather's thing about like, why don't you ever call me? Like, I text you, but then you don't text me back. That was the exact same problem she had with Emily and the same thing she had with Shannon. She's just, I think anybody expecting her to think about anything but herself, that's when she's like, fuck you, I won't be your friend. And now I'm going to not be your friend, but I'm going to make everybody hate you.
Yeah. Whenever she gets called out on her shit, she then goes and like launches a stealth campaign to kind of like destroy someone's reputation and push them out.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. But maybe she's also uncomfortable with people who like her. There could be that too, which is kind of sad.
I'm not giving her that. I'm not giving her that on this one. I think she's being an asshole. And here's why I'm not giving it to her, because I'm really pissed off at her for putting me on Heather's side, because I hate this. I don't like being on Heather's side. But on this one, I'm on Heather's side. Team Heather over Gina.
Yeah. So anyway, they're eating elk. And then Heather walks away to go stretch her back because she hurt her back.
By the way, I'm sorry I keep interrupting you, but I can't help it because Tamara's so fucking rude. She's like, what is this, bison? Ugh. Like, you guys are such trash. Could you, like, be kind to the poor fucking people who have to deal with you animals on this on this ranch?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay, yeah, also, sorry, bison is delicious, stupid face. So, and on top of that, by the way, an animal died for your food, so just eat it. So that's, I know that's twisted logic.
Yes, Ben. I love it. I love your avatar ass today. You're like, you better thank that bison, bitch.
Well, I just feel like bison have had like a tough journey, okay? Bam. So like as long as like we're not trying to like kill excessive bison. So as long as one is dead, you might as well like honor it. So
honor the bison. You know that no one lets them in the parade. No one takes them seriously in the parade, and they're like, we're part of this community too. Don't leave the bison out. And we're like, okay, come, let's hug. You know, let's all learn to get along.
Yes, stupid face. So, not you, Tamara, but
I deserve it. I've interrupted you 37 times.
Imagine if I just like attack you in the middle of the podcast, like stupid face. So Heather walks away to stretch because she hurt her back shoveling too much poop the day before, and so she walks
away. She's also losing, which is what Heather does. Heather sees that she's pissed everybody off, and now she gets up from the table and leaves to let them not continue being pissed off.
And she also she may be booking a role on Chicago EMT or something as a patient with back problems, so she's just getting into character. So Shannon's like, what is that, the name, there's Chicago Fire, Chicago Police, and isn't there like a medical one? Is it Chicago Medical? Is that what it is?
Literally
don't know. I don't know if you even watch those shows. So Shannon is like, why do those shows exist? So House. Shannon's, I love House. Loved House.
I do too. I love the only procedure I watched. He's such a bitch.
Bitch. I'm surprised they haven't rebooted it. Reboot House. Okay.
So yeah, Shannon, I discovered your mystery pain. The cause of your mystery pain. You're fucking stupid. That's why. Get the fuck out of here.
So Shannon is like, so now that Heather's gone, Shannon starts to whip herself into a frenzy, which is her favorite trait. She goes, well, you know, you and her were never as close as you and I were, Tamara. I don't know what she's talking about. And Tamara goes, never! So Shannon goes,
so she wasn't replaced. She absolutely wasn't replaced. You know what? I absolutely think that Heather sees some sort of competition here. And if you look at my 8-year history with her, it's a lot of, is my ceiling going to be higher? Is my servant's quarter going to be larger? Is my subterranean movie theater going to be filled with more Richard Marxes? And there's something not positive that she has for me.
That's true, but you're also the same way with her. Do you remember last year when Heather's like, oh, come look at my house? And Shannon was like,
oh, well, isn't that nice? What a feature. An air conditioner that's not in a window. Wow, isn't that something?
Oh, your chandelier actually goes up and down when you press the button. That's nice.
A Cinnabon that you can actually swim in. That is some... Woohoo! Wow, Heather!
Wow. Is that Afro Man slicing the prime rib? Wow.
So Heather comes back and she's like, wow, isn't it crazy how those little string lights can make anything look decent? I mean,
even a shit box like this this ranch.
What are we in, a porta potty right now? But it looks nice enough to eat dead whatever this is, dead bisexual deer, because of string lights.
I will eat this dead bisexual deer because as my children are part of the LGBTQA community, I honor all deer that are part of it too.
I support bisons. So, and she's like, without them, how could we have such nice dinner in such a not fabulous place? Cheers to string lights. Here's the gene.
So, Heather, well, I just want to be honest. I'm going to show my top teeth here a little bit while I smile. I'm sitting here and I'm getting very angry at what you said, the ultimate low of your trip was. So,
she's like, you misunderstood, Shannon.
She goes, oh, the lowest part of your entire trip. I'm just going to ask, Mari Pisella, Mari Pisella.
So Heather's like, well, because there was no other low, you know, except for what happened with me and Taylor, which is so funny, because at first I thought she was going to turn it into a compliment. Like, we had so many good things, I had to find something. But she goes, but there was no other, well, except for what happened with me and Taylor. And Tamara goes, you had a huge fight, you told her to fuck off. And I just love that this was worse than that stupid IMDb fight where they had it. Like, her career was, she had that monologue, that epic Heather Dubrow monologue, and still somehow, like, not being in the bathroom with Tamara and Shannon is still worse.
And she goes, I didn't tell her to fuck off. I said, fuck you. So there's a very big difference in that, Tamara. She goes, well, I don't know.
I remember my lines.
Say it again, Ben.
I'm an actor. I remember my lines.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't go back there. It's the first thing I thought of because that happened today. That's why. That just happened today.
And Shannon's like doing that thing where she's waving her arms. She's like, oh,
so you wouldn't want to go back to the true low. Well, you know what? Let's go put a low on Shannon and Tamara, who after 2.5 years, which is 1 year, are finally getting along. This girl and I, we never thought we'd be sitting across the table from each other again. I am pissed. I am pissed.
I have been honest with you, and I told you what we went through, our hard time, and that I would cry for days about certain things that happened, and something so positive is finally happening here.
Heather's like, I'm just telling you how I felt. I'm sorry I shared it. I'm sorry I ever tried to join the cast of Anything Goes. And Heather's like, you know, this is just, it's not just one moment. It was the final straw of so many little things. It's like if someone took all my credits and IMDb and put them together, you have a large career, and that's what this is. Lots of little microaggressions turning into a big microaggression.
And then she tells us, she's like, yeah, but the thing is, it wasn't just this moment. It was the final straw of so many things that have been happening over the past 2 days.
And then we see clips of Tamara suddenly love bombing Shannon like crazy and like blowing off Heather. It's not in her head. It's not a big montage.
Yeah. So, and now Heather's concerned about like where her relationships stand. As a deeply insecure person myself, I get it. So Heather's like,
all I said is that you didn't do anything, and it was just a bad time for me and Tamara as friends, and I didn't think of the ramifications of what that would mean. Hold on 1 second. Gina, a ramification is like a consequence. A consequence to something. You're still... Okay, a consequence is like you drop a ball on the ground and it falls. Oh, that is a consequence, okay?
Oh.
Ramification's like another... It has nothing to do with the Dodge
Ram. It's an animal. No. That's an animal.
No.
A ramification, yeah. It's like a goat, but it's got horns, and then like it takes doors down.
When are we eating a goat with horns for dinner?
I would like to toast to this bye, son.
So Heather's like, you know, no. First of all, she's giving a disgusted frown, which is hilarious. So she's like,
first of all I said was, you didn't do anything. It was a bad time for me and Tamara as friends, but I didn't think about the ramifications, and I didn't think about how saying it out loud would make you feel about it.
Shannon's like, oh, well, I guess, thank you. I guess we're not going to have a fight right now, and you're not going to threaten the lives of my family and my boyfriend. Okay, so I guess this is over now, fine.
So Tamara's like, okay, whose turn? And Taylor's like, okay, I'll go. Like, uh-oh, here we go. She's like, well, my law
was a confusion with you and I, Heather, because, like, I was excited about the movie, and you were so kind to come help me. I just wanted to say I'm really sorry for that, Heather.
And this is who I am. Okay, you said to me, will you help me? And I, you know, I have all this stuff going on. I'm launching these kids. I'm packing them. My garage is a disaster, or so I've been told by my servants. I haven't been in there for like 3 years. They just bring the car around to the front. But anyway, so much was going on. So I said, you know what? Open those 3 gates out of this community. I am going to Taylor's house, and I am going to help her be in a movie that is not produced in Hollywood.
But then, just listen, please, in the future, instead of telling everyone in our friend group, talk to me about that. How about that?
And Taylor's like, all right, well, I'm not going to go for her again right now. Heather's such an asshole. I'm so busy, but I came to help you with your little tiny project. Like, Heather still doesn't fucking get it. She's such an asshole.
I mean, and by the way, you know that Heather still does... You can really tell that Heather doesn't like Taylor, because if Heather... cared about Taylor, she would have invited Taylor to her house and made Taylor drive through the 3 gates and then given her the tour, like, oh, okay, let's go into my room that's reserved for people practicing acting for inessential movies. Okay, we can go there, and you can look at all the other rooms as we walk through there. She didn't even want to she didn't even care to impress Taylor with her house.
Well, she has been doing that. Remember last season when she went to Gina's? I think she's doing that thing that a lot of rich people do. Like, I know in Junior League, back in my El Paso days, the Junior League ladies on Christmas would be like, the day before Christmas Eve, as it's known to a lot of us, we're going to go deliver things to poor people. And so they would get lists of needy family, which is a nice thing to do, right? So I don't want to take away from that. But it did sometimes feel like, oh my God, you know, it's like, let's drive this fancy Suburban, you know, up to someone's house, with all these people dressed in really expensive clothes and shoes to give like a basket of apples to somebody and like some socks from the Walmart, you know? It's just like, that's kind of how Heather is. She's like, I'm going to go to Gina's house. This is what I'm doing for the Junior League today. You know, I'm going to go see how the Taylor half lives.
Yeah. So Jen says, the high for me is like so many things. I'm getting to meet new women, forging new friendships, creating new frenemies, enjoying new toxic experiences. The lows were super low. I hate that I'm such a trigger for you, Gina. I hate that you are too dumb to appreciate me for who I am and just, you know, just keep yelling at me. And Gina's like, I get that. You know, it's complicated for me because I feel bad. I feel bad that you feel bad. It's like a classic Gina. She's bringing it back. I feel bad.
To her. She's bringing it back to her being a victim. And this is so fucking her. In every fight she ever has, she's the mean one. She's the aggressor. And then she turns herself into this. Like, oh, yeah, now I feel bad that you feel bad. You're being terrible to her. You don't get to have a victim moment. You're the one being a jerk here.
So Tamara's like, hey, Batch, do you miss your life with Matt? She goes, no, it has nothing to do with Matt. Like, when you think of, like, this one life and the whole rug gets pulled out from underneath you, like, I didn't have time to process, but I put a smile on my face, and, like, I didn't talk about it, okay? And it was, like, really hard. And Shannon's like, well, I want you to work through this, Gina, because you have someone who's with you right now, and I worry about how much longer he's going to ... Heather, you want to step on this trap?
Oh, you know what? He's going to put up with that. That's what I was going to say. That's what I said to her, too. I say he's not going to put up with this. And Gina goes, don't say that. Don't you say how much longer he's going to put up with that. Huh? How dare you, Heather? Put up with what? These are my feelings. And he's going to put up with it.
And Heather just has that look on her face like, oh, really? You've been on my plane.
She's like, Bador said 75% of that sentence, and I just said the last few words, and I get all the blame? Fine.
Heather's been around long enough to know what's happening. She's like, it's my turn. I tried doing all the groundwork with this poor person, but it just goes to show you, no matter how many sizes of the same pink pleather jean jacket type thing you can bring to a person's house, they will always turn on you anyway.
They'll you cannot still turn win. On you. Yep.
Yep.
Here comes one right now.
So Gina's like, I'm surprised that Heather doesn't seem to have much concern for me about last night. It's like very disappointing. Like, I'm like a real person. Like, don't say things like that. It's very hurtful. And she talks about how, like, oh, now she's questioning if Heather's a real friend or not, even though Gina was the one who's ghosted Heather, like, for the entire summer. Enough out of you, Gina. I've had enough of this hypocrisy.
Yeah. So this was the excuse that Gina needed to jet the fuck away from Heather. I cannot believe I'm ending a scene like this, but my final note on this scene is Team Heather ... Yes, I think in this case, I'm actually Team Heather.
Yeah.
So then packing, and now they're all leaving, and we don't even get like a full packing montage. We just get a little packing, and then it cuts to Shannon going, God, that smells.
And then they play, we just like zip back to Orange County the next day, and there's like this retro music playing, and Emily's washing windows, and Jen's wiping a counter, and Shannon's transplanting a house plant, and Gina's making PB&J for, like, you know, her the six children in her house. Now, I don't know, I'm not gonna make fun of this necessarily, because I don't know what it's like to make peanut butter and jelly en masse for a brood of children when you have to do this every single day. But my first thought was like, wow, she is just slapping that peanut butter down. Like, is that just what you have to do when you just have like a lot of children? You just gotta like throw it down and just hope that everyone gets their good peanut butter coverage.
That's what you do. You just slap it down on the bread.
It was,
and
like,
there's so many kids. Like, she's got six pieces of bread lined up, and she just like flap, 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 boom. But, you know, it's like we talked about peanut butter sandwiches a little while ago, mm-hmm. where somebody can just have one peanut butter sandwich. Who eats like that? I've never had one peanut butter sandwich and been satisfied in my entire life. Now, I have weight issues and binge eating issues and like all that. But still, I don't think anybody's just like, I never saw anybody at lunch have one little peanut butter sandwich and they were fine. So that's why I think Gina is putting 19,000 calories on there. She's actually being a good mom and being like, nobody wants peanut butter, so they're going to get it on whole wheat, and they're getting 19,000 calories of peanuts.
And she also, by the way, like, this is the peanut butter and jelly making of someone who has reached their limit. Like something broke in her today. She's like, I don't want to make another fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich for these kids ever again. She just looked over it. So yeah. Meanwhile, Tamara and Eddie go for a walk. They're going to go for a little hike and catch up a little bit. So Tamara's telling him, like, yeah, Montana was cool. I think you'd really like it. They made us eat a goat with horns. And Eddie is like, yeah, well, while you were gone, I finalized Cut Fitness. It's closed. Finished all the papers. It's done. It's all over. I feel like there's a burden off our shoulders now.
And so, like, yeah, you know what? The office is ready now, so you gotta go to the gym. Because you know what? Like, it's hard. The gym, we lost the gym. Okay, fine. But we still have a very successful business, and we're expanding THC products, and, like, Eddie needs to go mop in the office, okay? Mop in there. I don't have time for it. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? Ryan came into my office and he was like, hey, I have an appointment with, hey, I'm gonna fuck her.
So then she sees like a patch of like dry grass and she's like, this is what Montana looks like. I'm like, you were literally like looking at Fashion Island Mall down below you. This is like Montana. So Tamara's
there's
like,
one hill and then behind it is like the nuclear power plant. I was like, this is not what Montana looks like.
I know. So she's like, yeah, you know, like me and Shannon got along great. And I was just like old times and like, Jen was a little bit in the hot seat. She says that like as if it was some force of nature. Like, you put her in the hot seat.
And Eddie's like, why?
Because I started it on fire, her seat. I put some lighter fluid on the seat and I started it on fire, that's why. But you know what? Somebody told me that she brought Ryan into our gym for the first time and he put it in me. And he said, I'm going to fuck her.
Okay, Tamara, this is how I know you're fucking lying. Because this is the first time you're telling Eddie this. Eddie didn't know. Eddie's like your BFF. Like, you would have told him this the second you heard it. I ain't believing a fucking thing from you.
Exactly. And wise. He goes, really? You know, I was at a get-together at his house, and one of his friends told me that he has a reputation of going after married women and to keep an eye on my wife. And I thought, come on. So, by
you
the way,
worked with her husband. You worked with Tamara's husband, sir. You literally knew Tamara's husband while he was married to Tamara.
That's
didn't
true.
He? Is this all in my head? Like, why?
No, you're right.
Why is Teddy getting off? Eddie getting off here?
But why is Teddy getting off? Also, can we blame her for something?
By the way, what I said before about Teddy, I take it back. Fuck Teddy. Okay, I take it all back.
So Tamara says, then to know that he's not even been faithful to her. And he's like, Eddie's like, already? She's like, oh, you didn't know? He's already cheated on her, bitch. And Eddie goes, and she's still with him? She's like, yeah, she makes excuses for them. And then Tamara tells us, like, as if this is like, she's just such a virtuous person. She goes, if I see someone who's not with the right person, I fucking lose my mind. This reminds me of Brooks and Vicky all over again. And then we get, of course, a flashback to what I can't believe is 11 years ago, that season finale party where Tamara's like getting into a fight with Brooks. And then she tells Vicky, stop letting him tell you what to think. And Vicky goes, he doesn't tell me what to think ever.
Yeah.
He doesn't tell me what to think ever.
Like, she gets right in her face. That was a good one.
Yeah,
that was a really good
one. I can't believe that's 11 years ago.
Isn't that also the one where Terry Dubrow says something like, he is a penis, about David Bedore?
I think that David, because Shannon wasn't there yet. And Shannon didn't join until 2014.
She wasn't in the Brooks season? Shannon wasn't?
Well, she wasn't in that Brooks season.
Oh, wow. How weird.
It's crazy. I think Shannon came like a year or two after that.
So then we go to Tamara. We come back to them, and Tamara's like, yeah, well, you know that. I believe you could change. Like, maybe if you find the right person or something like that. And he's like, serial cheaters don't change. Once a cheater, always a cheater. I'm like, listen, if you're going to try and sell this whole your son Ryan has changed so much from being a racist transphobe that he was 5 minutes ago, and now he's just like a humble little cowboy because he watched one episode of Yellowstone and went to work on a ranch somewhere to get some pusese. Give me a fucking break. You gotta let other people try to change too. Even though I agree with him too. I'm all over the place in this.
That's okay.
I don't think Ryan's gonna change. I think he's gonna totally cheat on Jen.
There. Yeah. That is absolutely correct. So now we go up to Los Angeles because Annabelle, Emily's daughter Annabelle, has a modeling session at the Joe and Jack's brand. So she goes and she's like Annabelle, which is like sort of like crazy and fun and funny, but also disaffected and doesn't care. And Emily just sort of talks for a while about what it's like to have a kid who's like a model. It's like a deeply uninteresting
scene. It's really stupid and boring. Yeah, it's really bad. Like, so Emily, people are begging for you to get fired every year. You're going to need to do more than this.
Okay. Yeah, you can't miss the cast trip and then follow up with this. Now, it wasn't her fault that she missed the cast trip, but I'm just saying, like, if you know you've missed the cast trip, like, your next scene's got to be something, like, you've got to like rob a bank.
Better. Yeah, okay. You've got to do something better. Like, nobody wants to see Annabelle. Like,
no one cares about Annabelle's modeling career.
No one's like pretending that this Dillard's job or whatever Annabelle just got is like high fashion. Okay. Yeah, Joey, no. And whatever your name is, lady Joey who owns the brand. Joey and Jax. Yeah. So then we go to Ryan's house, Ryan and Jen's house, and there's a new golden in town. There's a new golden town, and she's feeling good. It's a new golden retriever in town named Maverick.
Maverick. So Jen's like, oh my God, Ryan, I have so much I want to tell you. You don't know. I don't know where to begin. There were definitely highs. The campfire, for instance. I'm like, Jen, you don't have to keep on doing like peak and pit, you know? And Ryan's like, wow, how rad is that? And then, by the way, the dog, Maverick, is so funny because Maverick comes up onto the sofa and lies on the sofa and has this look on his face like, tell me everything. I want to know. Just tell me. I just lay it on me.
Yeah, he's doing that look like where he's kind of looking back at them like, don't you want to pet my butt right now? But he's like so engaged. They're like, good dog parents. You can tell.
Yeah, no, Maverick is loving it. Like, he's, you know, like, there's some people, you know, like, some people just live for uninteresting gossip. They're like, so, girl, I heard you went to CVS. Tell me everything that happened. I want, just lay it on me. Like, that's what Maverick is.
Oh, Mav. So she's like, well, there were highs, there were lows, we're in the valley, it was beautiful, but then they started talking about your past and my past, and I'm really glad you're sitting down, Ryan, because Tamara literally said to me that she was told that you walked into the gym and pointed at her and said, I'm gonna fuck her. And Maverick's like, girl!
I'm gonna need a tennis ball soon because this is a lot.
And trust, Maverick has a fucking tennis ball. So there's never a golden without a tennis ball between its paws. Okay.
So Ryan has a totally guilty response. He goes, ha, ha, ha. She's serious or she's joking? Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, look, can I just say, who cares if he walked into the gym and said, I'm gonna fuck her? So what? He's allowed to say that. Who cares? This was before he was with Jen, right? The first time he walked into the gym, he said, I'm going to fuck her. Who doesn't say that, at least to themselves, when they walk into a gym? I mean, that's how I pick a machine. I say, I'm going to fuck him. And then I walk towards that machine. Do I think it's going to happen? No. Am I going to sexually, you know, harass that person? No, I'm not going to sexually harass them. But in real life, in my mind, I'm going to. That's the only thing that's going to get me onto the stair climber.
And maybe he didn't know that Tamara was married. How about that? He probably did, though. So Jen's like, yeah, so this comes from Heather. And at first I was like, Heather DeBrow? But then there's other Heather. One word.
Other messy capital O, Heather trying to get on the show.
Other Heather, TM.
Yeah.
So other Heather, who's trying to be on the show, but we haven't seen her, I don't think. And so then we find out, Jen tells us, Heather Amin is a friend of Tamara's who I met through Cut Fitness. She's also a sister to Ryan. So I kind of feel like there was a sizzle reel at some point of trying to make a Vanderpump Rules show out of Cut Fitness, because there's a lot of messiness that has just emerged from Cut Fitness after all these years. It took us 10 years to finally get some messiness, but apparently there's like a whole subculture of people just fucking and gossiping in that place. I mean, it's only 3 people because that's how many clients there are there, but still, it's a lot.
Well, there is something. I just Googled it and it says introducing Heather Amin, Real Housewives of Orange County, season 17. So I guess she will be coming.
Wow.
And she's a life coach. Amin's to an end. Life coaching and concierge management services for athletes and professionals at VITAL. So, you know, this girl knows what she's doing. And Tamara is not just coming back for herself. She's recasting the show because that's how Tamara runs a ship. Okay. So she is going to bring on yet another person this season. So good for her. So anyway, she tells us kind of the story. She's like, well, I met Heather through Cut Fitness. She was really close with Ryan. They were like sister and brother. And then I became close with Heather when I started dating Ryan. And then it cuts to Tamara telling us, we were pretty much the new tres amigas until things fell apart. And then we cut back to Jen saying she knew all the ins and outs of Ryan and started feeling like she wanted to protect me or tell me certain things here or there. And so she started dropping all these little dimes, but not ever the whole story. And then she would make me swear that I won't say anything to Ryan about what she's saying about Ryan. And then it made me question the man I'm with. So we parted ways. I was like, girl, wow. His best friend was telling you what a piggy was. And you dumped your best friend to stay with the piggy guy.
Yeah. That's a bad sign. Also, yeah. I'm like kind of obsessed with Heather Amin's full name. Her full name on Twitter is Heather Gugluiza Amin. I mean, that is great. Heather Gugluiza Amin. Oh, that's a great hyphenate.
Gugluiza.
Like, Gugluiza Amin. Like that is a hyphenate to end all hyphenates. So Ryan's going to, he's like, I'm going to tell Eddie that none of this is true. This isn't true. And Jen's like, I'm having a lot of thoughts. I knew the day would come when I'd have thoughts. And there's things I could say, but I love her and Eddie so much that I'm just biting my tongue. So now Jen's acting like she has some dirt on Tamara. And Ryan goes, well, what's next? I mean, is there going to be like a bunny in the pot? Fatal Attraction reference. And Jen's
of course,
like,
because he has to make it, oh, she's only saying that because she must be obsessed with me. Which is, right. I also know you're fucking lying, Ryan. It's like, oh, what? A woman said I did something inappropriate? She must be a fucking psychopath that just wants to fuck me. This guy's a pig.
So Jen's like, and then she brought up sending the dick pic, like, LOL. And he's like, oh, you are kidding me. I mean, you were like, he hit the entire address book like a dumbass. I mean, it's so crazy because it was to you and you could read it and you knew it was to you because no one else could get a dick pic from me where it says, I miss you because they've never been with me. Don't you understand this logic? If I send a dick pic to someone that says, I miss you, it could only belong to you because you're the only person I've been with. Right?
So is Heather the one that got the dick pic?
Yes.
Heather, I mean, she's the one who got the dick pic. So she's like, well, there's a lot of sick, twisted stuff going on here, Ryan, and it's gross. And he's like, yeah, jealousy. It's a bitch. I was like, oh, Ryan. But then what is Ryan's deal? Like, if Ryan is just a player and he likes banging married people only, and that's like his, what do you call it, his kink, then why would he move in with a woman who's just divorced or divorcing and has all those kids and stuff? It seems like he wouldn't want to get into that unless he was like, I don't know, wanting to get serious or
I don't know.
What do you think?
So I have no idea. So Jen says, the one person who doesn't get a pass is Tamara. I'm so let down and bummed. I told her, I said, no more words. I don't want to do this anymore. Just actions. You show me. If you want to be a friend, you show me. You want to go forward, I'm your girl. You want to go back, I'm not your girl.
Yeah. And she's like, you know what? But Ryan, seriously, no more dick pics for you, okay? I got to chain you up from this crazy ass life you live. God, I guess I got to get knocked up or something to keep you. I was like, oh my God. No, can you not, Jen? You are.
Can we not use children for that purpose? So then he's like, well, we can practice. And then, of course, Maverick is like, I want in. And Maverick climbs all over them. So now we go to Gina's house, and her son's tooth came out, so he's going to get a visit from the tooth fairy. I noticed on the staircase, like, I feel like ever since Gina left Matt, we have not seen as much of her signature Marshall's interior design, but it's back because when her son went up the staircase to go to sleep, I noticed that there was a sign in the stairwell that just said New York. And it was written in Marshall's font, like in the Gather font, but it said Gina. New York.
That's New that York. Is that is yeah, that is a Gina thing.
New York.
It's not a picture of New York. It's nothing that speaks of New York. It's just a word. It's just New a York. Sign that says
New York.
Where I'm from. Yeah, that's the those are the best signs. Kitchen, fireplace.
Just gets right to the point. You know. Yeah.
So they joke about this tooth fairy thing because the kid's like, I'm going to get $20 for this tooth. I'm like, $20? And he's like, that's how much I get at dad's house. Like, oh, that's so shady. And you know Gina's just going to start like pulling her own teeth and leaving them under pillows at Matt's house too, by the way. So they start talking about the trip and Gina's like, you know, usually like my friendships are easy and I have very few extremely close friendships where people can pass that certain boundary. But Heather's one of those people. So that like really eats me up to have issues with Heather.
What how are your friendships,
what are you talking about?
How are your friendships easy? You literally have had this issue three times in a row. Season-long issues. This is the third time it's happened.
They're easy or you get rid of them. You know? They're easy and only about you or you get rid of them.
They're easy because you don't ask them questions. You don't call them. You just live your life.
She's like, you know, like, first she says that it's like a one-way relationship with me. And then I'm like, okay, but I said I'm sorry. And then I told her I'd work on it. And then I did work on it. And now we're in, like, Montana. And, like, Tamara started talking about Jen's affair. And I got really upset. And I went to call you. And then Heather took my phone and said, oh, my God, I shouldn't be sharing these things with you. And I was like, blah, blah, blah. And then went to the bunkhouse and I didn't call you because Heather made me feel like I couldn't even call you. And then Heather didn't even, like, text me or call me. Like, if I can't call you, then why isn't she texting me? Instead, she's sitting on Tamara's lap eating pizza saying it's hot being high on marijuana.
Like, you cannot be mad at Heather that she wanted to have a fun time on this vacation, that you keep on having these stupid meltdowns. And they show a flashback of Heather and Tamara eating pizza, being like, it's hot, the pizza's hot. And then it cuts to Gina sitting like in a corner of the house just crying by herself. Everyone's having the time of their life and Gina's crying in the corner and no one's paying attention to her.
And she's like, you know what? Like, I don't want to say it felt calculated.
I was like, what is she? What do you mean it felt calculated? She tried to help you and then she went and had fun. And so now it meant she was really dissing you. Gina, you don't even make sense. Like, your arguments don't even make any fucking sense.
If she's your friend, can you give her the benefit of the doubt that maybe she, like, didn't fully understand the dynamic that you and Trevor had? Like, maybe she overstepped. But, like, it was definitely not a calculated move. Oh, she's trying to tear apart you and Trevor. Trevor? Like, come on. Get a grip.
Travis,
Trevor. It's all the same. So Travis.
But obviously,
like,
clearly, Heather has listened to you a lot over the years because she knows that you call Travis too much. And she knows that you're relying on Travis too much. Gina says that she's never expressed any of these feelings. Gina, we've watched you express these feelings now for years. And I don't take that away from you because those are pretty rough feelings. Like, what Gina went through is rough.
Terrible.
Like, that's not good stuff. So she should express the feelings. But she's like, I've never express any of these feelings. I'm like, but you have, and she's been there and like listened to you and talked to you through them. Like,
but also
it's not
that, like,
fair to hold that shit against her. If you're gonna come for Heather, come for over something real. There's plenty to come for Heather about.
Yeah, I think that, like, ultimately it's like this should be, you need to be talking to a professional about this, not just putting it all on your boyfriend. So Gina's like, she's like, I was exhausted. I was emotionally drained. And then the next night she started talking about you. And I was like, how much can Travis take? And like something like that. And I got fucking pissed. Like, honestly, should I like not talk to you about these sort of things? Am I doing too much? And he's like, no, you absolutely should talk to me about it. But maybe once a week? How about we do it just like once a week instead of once an hour? How about that, you know? But he's actually like very chill. He's like, he tells us that, you know, like she had something very traumatic happen to her and like she's done a good job of coming to terms with it. And like it's hard sometimes that he has to hear it over and over again. But like, because you know, no one wants to hear about the ex over and over again. But at the same time, you know, like I'm her person. And if I'm going to be her person, I want to be able to hear things and like help her and everything. He was like really adorable and sweet about it.
Well, he was. And he's also no picnic at the beach either. This guy. I mean, this guy was married and he's having a really sloppy divorce. I don't know if he's even divorced yet. Like, there's a lot going on with him and then a lot of rumors online about what that was about and why he won't sign divorce papers and all of that, which I haven't really confirmed anything, but and I really didn't look him up because he seems like really nice and really good for her that he's like, but that's what I'm here for, is to listen to your drama. Like, I'm trying to help you, and I've gone through divorce too, so I know what that's like, so lay it on me, you know. And so she's like, but yeah, you know, like you don't get it. Like when the rug is pulled out from under you, like I feel like the bottom's going to fall out and you're just going to leave too. And he's like, look at me. I'm not standing on a rug. I'm too fat for a rug.
She's like, the rug's not going anywhere. I'm too fat. You're stuck with me. She goes, Travis is my person, and the fact that Heather doesn't even know that, it's like a little disturbing for me within our friendship. And if you knew me on a deep level, you would know that. Oh my God, I can't stand when people do that.
She's the worst. Me,
ugh.
It's like, this is so conflicting, because I'm happy to see her find somebody that she can be happy with, but I feel like she's probably not really that happy with him. She's just kind of settling. But then, I don't know, there's so much going on here. But one thing I keep coming back to is that Gina's kind of being an asshole in this situation. That's how it ends for me. That's my final thought. Gina's an asshole.
Yeah, she is. And so that's where it leaves off, and we're going to see what happens with their friendship. It's going to devolve. And yeah, great season so far. Having so much fun. So anyway, that was basically it, everyone. So thanks, everyone, for being here. Thanks for listening. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.